they had to do something with the starting lineup. They had to get bigger. So Sadiq Bey, who's been struggling from the outside, goes to the bench, and Bagley is inserted in the starting lineup to play with big, Beef Stew. Now, of course, Isaiah Stewart gets hurt after 13 minutes of play, so that doesn't help. But Bagley, you know, he was okay. You know, 16 points, 5 rebounds. He's a presence, but not a huge defensive presence. If you could take his offensive skills with Nerlens Noel's defensive skills and clone them, then you'd have a player.
Well, I think Noel's been saying that since he's been in college, and he was still the first overall pick.
I know, and I can't shoot. He was probably the first one of the first. I think it was the first one in the process.
Yeah. Process is still going, man.
Yeah, I know. Going. I mean, the good news, if there is any good news with a team that is 3-12, Jaden Ivey. You know, without Cade, is continuing to excel. He's not shooting the ball great, but he, you know, crunch time, 21 points, did a few untimely turnovers. Bogdanovich didn't shoot great from the outside yesterday, 2-for-8 from three.
But teams 18 are just locking in on him.
Yes, they have to figure out. He tries to create too much, I think.
I agree.
Here's the other thing about Jaden Ivey, and I don't want to be too critical on a rookie because I think he's been better than I thought he was going to be quite honest with you, this early on in his career.
I didn't think he was going to be that confident to go straight to the rack.
Correct.
Like he does.
But he sometimes does that stuff where he goes baseline behind the basket and he gets trapped, and I'm thinking, is this Ish Smith?
If I have one knock, and I understand that he's playing because of injuries and so on, I don't know if Isaiah Livers is an NBA player, man.
Yeah.
I see him out there and you can't shoot 35% from the field.
No.
36% from three when that's your main reason you're out there. People like his defense.
Right.
But
he's just a guy. And look.
But should he be playing 20 minutes a game?
No. But these guys get in foul trouble a lot, too.
It is crazy.
That's part of the problem. Well, Diallo's another one. There's certain times he looks really great, but he's so out of control. Gets called for charges like he did last night. And you mentioned, you know, the three-point shot. They are 27th in the league, three-point percentage, you know, 32.7%. That's not going to do anything. They're last in the NBA in field goal percentage. Well, the object is to put the ball in the hole.
When your three main guards, I guess four, Corey Joseph's not included here,
mm-hmm.
and Ivy, Cade, and Killian, who's the best three-point shooter out of all of them? It's Cade, and I wouldn't even say he's that great of a three-point shooter.
That's a
big problem when your starting guards can't really knock down that shot consistently.
Yes. I'll give Killian some credit. He's playing with a little more confidence. He looks like he belongs in the league. Is he ever going to be a star? No, I don't think so. But, you know, and everybody's going to, you know, go back, well, he's a bust. Maybe we'll do this on the next pod. We'll go past, look at the last, the people that he was picked seventh, if I'm not mistaken,
yep.
Right? Look at all the seventh guys who were picked seventh and see how good they were. A lot of them weren't. So he's, you know,
yeah,
it's disappointing because they could have had Halliburton, but that's a whole thing.
Yeah, but even the Kings gave up on Halliburton super early.
Yeah, which makes no sense to me at all whatsoever. You know, you don't want to play the stats game too much.